since invited by the president, there were visitors of the state, but not much was expected from them because they're just visitors. There were, of course, assumptions by some people that their visit is a good opportunity to make demands of some sort and hope that they may be able to address some concerns. Those expectations were misplaced, as far as I'm concerned, were. But there was nothing wrong with people taking advantage of an opportunity to make some claims. So they came in as first as visitors, but mostly it was a sentimental trip, given that Charles, his mother became queen when she was watching animals in Kenya. And so there was a sentimental part of it, emotional connection. The fact that they also, the royal family also owns property in Kenya, enabled him to say that he has come home. And it was may have been speaking figuratively, but it is also literally true. Because if you have some property in a place, then that's also your home, one of your homes. So he had come for that.
Older people, I've seen older people interviewed, older Kenyans, and they remember those days. And they, some of them were even abused and tortured. And, you know, they don't forget. They don't forget that. And they want more than just deep regret, right?
No, there are some people who want apologies. That is true. They would like to see some reparations of some kind. It becomes difficult, if one is realistic, to expect that Charles, who has no power in England, other than symbolic power and influence, because it's a government thing, and the government, the way they understand it, is run in England. Those Rishi Sunak and the people in parliament and all those kind of things.
Do you think that people in Kenya still are holding out hope that the government of the UK will do something more official?
I don't think so. Well, you have a few people still making demands for symbolic purposes, but the reality on the ground is that it may not, those who know that it may not happen. But that does not stop political demonstrations, because even the demonstrations is good business for some people, political games. So the visit itself is sentimental as far as I'm concerned. It also serves two people, the interest of two people. That's the interest of Charles himself and the president who invited him. One of the things they have in common is a desire to be liked and to at least promote the acceptability beyond some place. For Charles, he's busy trying to build a name for himself as the leader of the Commonwealth. His mother was fairly accepted in the Commonwealth. He himself has to establish his own credentials. And he is now on a mission to try and establish that acceptability across the Commonwealth. And if he is accept across the Commonwealth, then it's possible that in other places he will also be seen as a good man, accepted. The issue of reparations is a sensitive one, and because it requires that Charles admit liability. I don't think that to say that colonialism was evil, and it was evil, but for him and others to admit that becomes a little difficult. And if they were to admit that colonialism was evil, therefore apologize for it, then they will be duty-bound to pay reparations and some compensations, which they are not interested in doing.